Day, good people. Contemplative Inner Being and me, Robert Farrell, are happy to welcome you to Wisdom Wednesday. Wisdom Wednesday is a series of honest, inclusive, and contemplative reflections to encounter pure presence and discover deep inner connection to goodness, truth, and beauty. Wisdom is not knowing more, but knowing with more of you, knowing deeper. Wisdom may be experienced as a quiet leap of joy in the heart, absolute clarity in the mind, or a deep centeredness in the body. Contemplation, like the wisdom path, is an exercise in openness and keeping heart, mind, and body open long enough for us to touch what is deepest in us. With words, music, and silence, let us drop into our hearts and be present. Find a comfortable sitting position. Perhaps light a candle. If comfortable and you're not driving, close your eyes. Take a few deep breaths. Then please repeat out loud. I open my heart to love. I open my heart to wisdom. I am present. I am. Experience our true self. The word innocent from its Latin root means not wounded. That's how we all start life. We are all innocent. It doesn't have anything to do with morally right or wrong. We start unwounded. It eventually happens to all of us. It has to happen for us to grow up. We have to leave the garden. It's the way we increase the spaciousness of freedom in our lives so that we have the capacity for true relatedness. We think we have it, we lose it, we rediscover it, and then we throw a party. The party only happens after the rediscovery because we don't really have it until we've lost it and chose it consciously again. That's the human journey, the movement from false innocence to the chosen and conscious freedom that God is calling us toward. Faith is trusting that an intrinsic union exists between us and God. Contemplation is to experience this union. The path of fall and return is how we experience this union as pure grace and free gift. The only real sin is to doubt, deny, or fail to experience this basic foundational connection. Every sacrament, every Bible reading, every church service, every song, every bit of priesthood, ceremony, or liturgy is to allow us to experience our true self, who we are in God, and who God is in us. You need both innocence and experience, both the serpent and the dove, if you have any chance of making it as a Christian in this world. Innocence without experience eventually becomes a state of pure illusion, and experience without vision deteriorates into cynical despair. When Jesus speaks of the wisdom of the serpent, we are meant to be aware, heads up, eyes open, and not easily fooled or seduced by the blandishments of this life. The dove is the symbol of the Spirit of God, and where the dove is, there is to be found serenity, reconciliation, and peace. In other words, to survive in this world, we need to know what is going on and not be overwhelmed by it. These deeper stages of spiritual maturity are a regained innocence, which could also refer to the highest stages of enlightenment. This is the clarity and freedom found in a person who has been deeply wounded, but after passing through a healing purification, comes out the other side with the best of both worlds. They are cleverly wise and yet not overly defended or guarded. This would be those who have left the garden, eaten a few more apples, and returned again because they now know how to live and love both inside and outside of the garden. Rest in this knowing. A fresh start. A deeper understanding of the value of our lost innocence is the emptiness and purity of heart. Adam and Eve in Eden sought paradise in the recovery of that unity which had been shattered by the knowledge of good and evil. This lost unity is the unity of being one with Christ. The mystery of what it might all mean is revealed only to babies and toddlers. The gift of being like a child is vital and necessary for entry to the kingdom. The message is that for us to see and to be close to God, we have to relinquish the part of us that feels important and knowledgeable as a grown-up and turn in a state of not knowing to God. Moving from knowledge to innocence regained is a matter of wrestling with supreme difficulties and overcoming obstacles that seem and indeed are beyond human strength. The work is to hold the lost innocence and the knowledge until the breakthrough can emerge. It is not possible as an adult to regain innocence without knowledge. Purity of heart is the recovery of divine likeness, where the true self is lost in God. This is only a return to the true beginning. This is where Christ is, in the beginning and in the becoming. This is the rebirth, or a fresh start. Christian faith that in no way minimizes or negates the beauty and the wisdom and the depth and the insight, but also in no way minimizes the horrors that have been done in the name of our religion, in the name of our church, in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Trinity, in the name of God. Sadly, Christianity allowed itself to become a cult of innocence. The Latin word innocence means unwounded, yet we worship a wounded man, and we said, "In his wounds are our salvation." And yet much of our moral concentration is on proving we are not wounded, we are not wrong, we are not at all bad, we're not unworthy. The biggest challenge that we face is whether we want to be better than we appear or appear better than we are. That's a game we shouldn't even want to play. The Christian religion has this amazing medicine called grace, mercy, unconditional love. But the way to succeed in the church is to say that you don't need that medicine? That you can survive without it? Who are you? I'm a sinner. Goodness, that is liberation. Rest in this knowing. The fruit of contemplation. Contemplation breaks us open to ourselves. The fruit of contemplation is self-knowledge, not self-justification. Self-righteousness is cruelty done in the name of justice. It is not possible to find a self-righteous contemplative, not a real contemplative. We see ourselves as we really are. And knowing ourselves, we cannot condemn the other. We remember with a blush the public sin that made us mortal. We recognize with dismay the private sin that curls within us in fear of exposure. Then the whole world changes when we know ourselves. We gentle it. The fruit of self-knowledge is kindness. Broken ourselves, we bind tenderly the wounds of the other. Cruelty is not the fruit of contemplation. Those who have touched the God who lives within themselves, with all their struggles, all their lack, see God everywhere, and most of all in the helpless, fragile, pleading, frightened other. Contemplatives do not judge the heart of another by a scale on which they themselves could not be vindicated. Real contemplatives receive the other with the open arms of God, because they have come to know that for all their emptiness, God has received them. To be a contemplative, it is necessary to take in, without reservation, those whom the world cast out, because it is they who show us most clearly the face of the waiting God. We come to God not by doing it right, but by doing it wrong. And yet the great forgiveness is to forgive ourselves for doing it wrong. One always learns one's mystery at the price of one's innocence. The art of letting go really is the way. I am who I am, who I am, and for some unbelievable reason, that's what God has chosen to love. Letting go is different than denying or repressing. To let go of it, we have to admit it. We have to own it. Letting go is different than projecting onto others. Letting go means that the denied, repressed, rejected parts of our own self, which are nonetheless true, are seen for what they are, but not turned against self or against others. So letting go is not denial. The religious word for letting go is the word forgiveness. This is the positive way to deal with our own woundedness. We see it and we hand it over to God. Let go of it, weep over it. It is a different mode of being. Forgiveness is the heart of the matter. Jesus' prerequisite for being forgiven by God is simply to forgive one another. We will receive the forgiveness of God to the degree that we can be conduits of forgiveness for one another. Forgiveness is of one piece. If we are in the conduit of love and the ocean of mercy, it's the only thing that makes sense. We find the courage to be who we are in God and to join God in the flow of grace. Rest in this knowing.
The angels are listening. God is listening. I'm listening through the earth. The angels are listening.
Slowly bring your awareness back to your surroundings. Take a gentle, deep breath and let it out slowly. You're invited to take time to journal, draw, or dance, any expression to today's wisdom experience. Until next week, we bless you with grace and love. And may you see the truth about yourself, no matter how beautiful it is. May peace fill your life, so love will overflow. Peace to all, light to all, love to all.